What have you heard before about prayer and fasting? I'm at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 20. I'll start from verse 25. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Ebueka kizungu yenye naka ya bottom up. Kizungu ya bottom up. Yes. Yes, that is closer. 3 times I was whipped with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times the ship was I was in came to destruction at sea. A night and a day I have been in the water. Let's continue reading. Let's read together. In dangers among false brothers. Let's continue. Those who are watching online, karibuni sana. In hard work and weariness, in frequent watchings, going without food and drink, cold and in need of clothing. Another version says, I was naked. If you're having King James or NIV, it says, I was naked. Okay, in addition to all other things, there is that which comes on me every day, the care of all churches. Let's go back to 26. In frequent travels, in dangers on rivers, in dangers from the outlaws, in dangers from my countrymen, in dangers from Gentiles, in dangers in the town, in dangers in the wastelands, in dangers at sea, in dangers among false brothers. Let's continue. In hard work and weariness, in frequent watchings, going without food and drink, cold and in need of clothing. Ebueka ASV. So that we see that beside those things, in labor and in travail, no, put, okay, that is okay. In labor and travail, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. I chose this scripture because umaisikia mtu najaribu kuchanganya ndio ni reach out. Those who are watching from outside, we pray for you. These are the people first, but we love you. When I was thinking about prayer and fasting, most of the time we think about prayer and fasting, we think about suffering. I'm suffering for the Lord. I'm suffering for the Lord. For the next 3 days, I'm praying and fasting and suffering for the Lord. Today, I'm going to share some things that, Chris. Never mind why we are happy. So, when Paul is saying that beside those things, they are without, that are without, let's go to verse 27. Just leave it at 27. Don't move. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. So this shows you that when Paul was fasting here, it was not something he had planned. It is because of the circumstances that were happening. You get that? And most of the time we fast because of the circumstances we are facing. Maybe nimekosa rent, so I'm fasting for 3 days for God to open a way. So it is situations that have pushed me to fasting. And when you look at Paul's sentiment or illustration or explanation, it's beginning that it was through a season of trials, temptations, persecution, weeping. Alikuwa anasema nimechapwa, nimepita kwa mawimbi. Karibu sema mavumbi. Mawimbi. nimepita kwa haya mambo yote, hata mpaka nimekuwa uchi. Lakini si ati alipenda kuwa uchi, it's just because the absence forced him. So his fasting was not based on him planning. And it is very important to, for us to know the context whenever we read text. Are we together? In the morning we began by telling people, these are training ground. We train so that when you go out, you are better. Amen? Ndio nikiambia, nerea turn around and receive. Anajua akienda huko nje, she needs to be trained. She needs to be trained and ready for the world. Amen? So, Paul is, you can open for me 2 Timothy chapter 3. We start from verse 12. I just wanted to bring this because it will be a reference scripture as we continue this prayer and fasting series. I pray for the next 5 or so weeks, but it will be very enlightening and it will help you so that January ukisema I'm doing fasting, you're doing with understanding. Are we together? Kimu kiamua kufast kutokea Monday, kesho yani, unafanya na understanding. Sini ukweli? Sini ukweli? Eh? Usiseme ati ulifast hivyo. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. So context is very important for us to understand that Paul was saying this in pursuit of God's assignment or God's mission. The reason why he said in nakedness, in fasting, he was going through this in pursuit of something very important. Most of the time we fast is because we are pursuing something. Are we together? We are pursuing something. Okay, let's read together. Yeah. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Uh-huh. We are just continuing. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Okay. But continue thou, weka kizungu ya bottom up, please. And that from a child, you've gone to the next verse. Verse 14. Okay. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing those from whom you've learned. So Paul is saying there's a continuity that you need to have. Remember, anniversary, Pastor Liz talked about continue. Continue steadfastly. For those who didn't come, it was continue steadfastly. From the book of Acts chapter 2, from verse 37 all the way to 45. But this should be 41. But now he says, but as for you, continue in what you've learned and firmly believe, knowing that those from whom you've learned. So Paul is writing to Timothy, there's something that you need to continue doing. Okay? There's something that you need to continue doing. And what you're going to continue doing is what you've learned. So, in short, in life, we continue doing what we've learned. We continue doing what we've learned. So, when Paul is telling Timothy, continue in what you've learned. Let's go to verse 15. Because all this that Timothy has learned, he says, and from a child, you have known the sacred scriptures, which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. I want you to look at that. When Paul was going through persecution, he didn't pray the persecution away. There's nowhere in scripture where you are praying persecution away. Jesus said, you will suffer. In this world, you will suffer. Let me acha niingie sasa. Nimeanza kuland. Wenye tunafunga na kuomba kupush persecution, you don't pray persecution away. That is why Paul says, continue in the things you've learned. Because it is in what you've learned that will help you triumph over persecution, that will help you stand above the situations that you're having. Are we together? He says, continue. And says, this what you're continuing to learn, this is what you're continuing to do, is what you've learned. Iye nye unaendelea kufanya ni kenyo umesoma, na umesoma kutoka kwa Biblia, Holy Scriptures, tangia ukuwe mtoto. Hey, yo Kiswahili mengia, check. And from a child you have known the sacred scriptures which are able to instruct you for salvation. So it shows you that Hebu weka KJV kidogo. Kuna words ziko hapo kwa KJV ni mzito vizuri sana. And from a child thou hast known the holy scripture which are able. You get that? So it means the ability in the scriptures, the ability in the scriptures is to make you wise. Wise about what? Salvation. God, I need wisdom. There's the ability of scriptures is to give you wisdom about what? Salvation. Salvation means you are saved. You are under attack, or you are pressed by something, and then mtu anakuja anasema amekusave. Mtu anasema nimekusave. Now he has put you in a safe place. That is now salvation. And so Paul is saying the scriptures that you are reading are able. I'm trying to stick to my notes today because I have quite a lot to share. Continue, these scriptures have the ability to give us salvation. So when you're reading scriptures, that is the Bible, when you look at the Holy Scriptures, can I ask you a question? I've told you this before. When Paul was writing these letters, was there a New Testament? Wakati Paul alikuwa anaandika hii barua, kulikuwa na New Testament? Hakuwa na New Testament. Okay? Hata wakati Paul alikuwa anaandika, hakujua hiyo barua yake itatumika kama Bible. Na venye Sophia anaangalia. Ha? Okay. Are we together? Nimejaribu, hakujua. So, anasema hii kenye umekuwa ukisoma, maanisha kenye Timothy alisoma is from Genesis to Malachi. Are we together? And that what we've read is what we call holy. I'm trying to break down words in a simple way. Nikimaanisha kitu ni holy, hebu weka another version, ile ya bottom up. Nowadays you understand my language, bottom up. Ile. And from the time when you were a child, you have known the holy writings. I was looking for another version, but I go. Amplified says, holy means sacred. Holy means set apart. Sawa. Let me use a demonstration. For example, tuseme hii mic tumeweka kando, Sophie atakuwa akitumia. Are we together? So what I've done is, I have set it apart specifically for Sophie. Mbona yo holy? Holy si yati kukosa kufanya dhambi ama kunini. Tunasaidiana hapo. Tunasaidiana. Nikuchukua, hii kitambaa itakuwa ya kichwa. So haiwezi tumika kwa mguu. Ni ya wapi? What have I done? I have set it apart. So I have made it a sacred thing. Tumelewana hapo? Hiyo najua imeingia vizuri, si ndio? So now, from you have had knowledge of the holy writings, what was set apart, these writings that were set apart. Are we together? Holy scriptures. So they are scriptures, but they were set apart for what? Specific purpose. What was the specific purpose? Which are able to make you wise too? So why was Genesis to Malachi written? To make us wise about? So they were set apart to make us wise about salvation. And then that salvation is coming through faith in Christ Jesus. Are we home? So we can continue. So when you hear the word holy, stop imagining many things. It's been set aside for a specific function. That's what I'm talking about, the Holy Spirit. What is the function of that Spirit? When the Spirit of God shall come, He shall remind you. He will testify about me. So the function of the Holy Spirit is to testify about Jesus. Are we together? So the reason why the Spirit of God is set as a specific purpose, function, is what it's making it called holy. Amen? Wow. You're teaching good. So in this conversation, Paul is telling Timothy, there's a specific agenda that you need to continue about. And that continuity is based on what was set aside concerning Jesus Christ, concerning salvation. Are we together? So holy means distinction, separations, sacredness is like no other. Then you'll find in different scriptures, you're also called as a believer, a holy person, a holy nation, a holy people, a holy priesthood. You get that? So you find this scripture says, this is the Holy Father. This is the Holy Son. Are we together? I'm trying to break things. Because najua tukienda kwa fasting ndio tunakujanga place ya holiness. Nimenyenyekea nikuwe mtakatifu. Mtakatifu. Mungu anitumie. Amen. So when it comes to holy, it means set apart. So redemption confers when you look at that, which are able to make you wise and to make you wise to salvation. I'm reading King James in this version. Through faith in Christ Jesus. Let's go to verse 16. Every holy, every set apart writing which comes from God is profit for what? For what? So the wisdom that we are getting about salvation is going to be achieved through what? Teaching, and then training, and then for guiding, then for education in righteousness. So righteousness is an education. Righteousness is an education. So when you say I am righteous, it's because you've been educated to a certain level. Are we together? So holy scriptures, they have been set apart. The reason they have been set apart is for salvation. And this salvation is, they are able to make you wise. So this wisdom I'm receiving through teaching, through training, through guiding, and education. Are we together? So every standard of a believer is found in the Word of God. Every standard of a believer. Our doctrine is found in the Word of God. Our teachings are found in the Word of God. Amen. Umaikutana watu wanakuambia in hizi siku za Old Testament ziliisha. Sasa tuko kwa New Testament because the seasons are grace. Hao ni watu wenye wajasoma. Because wakati Paul, tumesema wakati Paul alikuwa anaandika Biblia, hakukuwa na New Testament, okay? And when Paul was writing, he didn't know that his scriptures will be used as a Bible. Okay? Mwachaneni mtoto. Hii ni kanisa watoto. Niliwaambia. Eh? Anashotiwa. Concentrate na mimi. Every holy writing which comes from God is of profit for teaching, for training, for guiding, for education in righteousness. Let's go to verse 17. So that the man of God may be complete. So how is a man of God complete? I know I'm talking about prayer and fasting, but nimewapeleka a different direction. Intentionally. So that we can build and go. How does a man of God get complete? By equipping, training, education. You get that? Ebuega kizungu ya maju. ESV ama KJV. That the man of God may be. So you get that? So how are you perfected? Through teaching, education, knowledge, equipping. So that is how you are getting perfected. Are we together? So it means I will stop lying because I have been educated. Lying is bad. So when I'm not lying, I am perfect. Nina saidia ule mtu mwenye anakujanga akasema baba nimekuja mbele yako mimi si kitu. So na ninaulizanga huyo mtu kama wewe si kitu mbona umeenda mbele ya baba? Mimi si kitu, nimekuja nimejisalimisha mbele yangu, nimetubu dhambi zangu zote. Niliambia la Sunday kuna mchungaji mwenye alisema I'm online. Alisema alikuwa ameomba kanisa iongezeke kama sisi hapa. Akaomba, akaona haiendi vyema, akaamua ku list down all the girlfriends wenye alikuwa nao before oil. Ana sana tubu mmoja mmoja, so that kama kuna mwenye amemshikilia mahali amwachilie kanisa igrow. Thank you. Anaanza girlfriend number one, Trufena, forgive me. God touch her heart. Let her forgive me. I repent for hurting her. Girlfriend number two, oh, Wada Wada, forgive me, forgive me. Oh, girlfriend number three, na alikuwa na wengi. According to what he said, I know you doesn't mind. Thank God I've not mentioned the name, so you don't know who it is. So that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So for the perfection of man is not in what you're doing, it is in what you've known. It is in the knowledge you have. Okay? So you are perfected based on the knowledge you have. You will stop doing what you're doing that is wrong because of knowledge. Amen. Hey, wamekosa leo church, wataumia next Sunday. Mimi ndio mtawapatia briefing. So are we together? I'm trying to go pole pole na speed kidogo. So scriptures are able to make us skillful in matters concerning salvation. The perfection that we are talking about is concerning salvation. Okay? So when I say somebody is perfect, he has understood salvation. Okay? So salvation, we've said is making something safe. So perfection is in your understanding that you are safe. I'm post. I hope you've got that. Unaona, you are perfected because you may understand uko safe. So una realize how uhitaji wacha nitumie kitu. Wewe hauhitaji kuiba ndio kwa sawa. Una realize niko sawa. Because knowledge has come and has shown me that I have been perfected in Jesus. Are we together? I have been made perfect. Okay? Disciple 101. So, the inspiration of scripture is in the revelation of Jesus. Revelation of, that is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So it means that it is the revelation of Jesus that inspires us or gives us the revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus that gives us the information about salvation, and that information is what makes us perfect. The revelation of Jesus is the information we require for us to feel safe, which means the revelation of Jesus is what perfects us. Safe means salvation. The revelation of Jesus is what makes us understand that we have been saved. Okay? So it means the revelation of Jesus is what makes us understand that we are safe. So in this safety that we've realized is that the man of God may be perfect. Who is a man of God? It's a person who has grown in the knowledge about salvation. Are we together? The class today is very nice. Niendenge na speed. Nitumienge notes zangu. Okay. Nimerealize this but to be a notes I na peleka watu mbio sana. Sana jiuliza niliandika notes kwa nini. Anyway, so let's go to verse 15 again. verse 15. You will kazam kono kidogo. And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So the inspiration of the scriptures is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Are we together? And that inspiration of Jesus, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ, is what makes it profitable. Kukuwa na profit ni kumaanisha uko na advantage. Si ni kweli? Nimenua hii burungu. Acha niongee lugha kivu. Nimechukua hii burungu mahali. Ama hiyo ni lugha tene. Iko sawa? Nimenua hii burungu mahali. So saba. Eh? Oh, nimechukua staff mahali ya so saba. Nimekuja nimekinda. Hey, wacha siende tena. Nimekuja nimeuza, wacha tuongee lugha ya Kiswahili. Nimekuja nimeuza tao. Si nime make profit. Nimekuja niko na profit ya so tatu, si ndio? Sasa angalia hii scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. We've said the inspiration is about Jesus, okay? So this scripture that is about Jesus gives us an advantage. So kumaanisha nilikuwa na struggle na kitu fulani. Revelation ya Jesus inanipatia advantage that sina upungufu, niko na faida. Hiyo imeingia hope, si ndio? So siendi kwa Mungu nikisema mimi sio kitu. Unajua Mungu hataki kujua venye umetenda dhambi. That's why alikufa msalabani na akakwambia nimekuokoa. Sasa ukienda pole, oh, nimetenda dhambi, samehe. Anaku, nimekupatia profit. Ukikuwa kwa biashara unaangalianga profit ama unaangalianga vitu zingine? Tunatafutanga profit. Sasa unasemanga kuna loss. Ama sasa kwa hii account ya Yesu ni profit. Ni advantage uko nayo. So he says for and is profitable for doctrine. So the advantage that iko hapo ni hii advantage yenye tunapata, tunaipata kwa mafunzo, teaching. Doctrine is also teaching. It's profitable for teaching. And for reproof. Reproof ni umaikuwa kwa kesi. You are giving proof. You are witnessing. So ukiambiwa wewe uko na hiyo upungufu, nasema kuna advantage, Yesu amenideliver. Proof ndio hii, alikufa msalabani. Are we together? Then for correction. Sasa correction hapo ndio unasema, nilikuwa mwizi, nimeacha. Kwa sababu kuiba ni mbaya. Hii mafunzo yanasoma kuiba ni mbaya. So umekorektiwa. You don't have to wait for Sunday kukuja tu at pastor aseme, sasa wale ambao waliiba this week, nataka mkuje mbele, mkuje mbele, mkuje mbele. Nataka tutubu, 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 tutubu. Na kama uko na dhambi kubwa, mbegu ndio itatoa. This in your space of reading scriptures, you realize I've been lying a lot. I need to stop. That is correction. That is God correcting you. It's not a must nikuje nisimame hapa. Wacha uongo, sija point mtu hiki tu. Wacha uongo. Eh? It's because the doctrine, the scriptures are helping you walk right. Then for instructions in righteousness. Righteousness is an instruction. To be on the right side, righteousness means the right standing with God. It's an instruction. Are we together? We're still on prayer and fasting. That has been taught fasting for a very long time. Are you learning something? So, I'm trying to rush through my notes. The reason why we struggle with instructions in righteousness is the life experiences we have. The instruction, the right standing, righteousness here to you, whatever unafikiria, is just an obedience, being on the right stand with God, an obedience to His word. So nimepata instruction. God amesema I need to be in church by 9 a.m. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Na wewe umestruggle na usingizi. Ama unasema, I was listening to somebody akasema he has stayed for 2 weeks. Hakulala hata siku moja because he was training his body to stay awake because of the assignment ahead. Nilisikiza yoni kaziambia, I'm joking. Kwa saizi, in what profession that you're doing, if there's a contract and you're going to get good money and you're supposed to stay awake 4 days, haitahitaji maombi. Utakaa macho. Lakini kuja kwa vitu ya spiritual, sema, ai mwili kamechoka, ai Mungu ataunderstand, Mungu ataunderstand, I'm human. Sima ndo vetu nasemanga. Then, we are not gaining from the scriptures. Instructions are not being obeyed. Okay? So when it comes to instruction, whatever God has told you to do, we said last Sunday and the other Sunday, usingoje ile sauti, Sophie, come. Sophie, lift up your hands. God speaks daily through his word. Okay? He's speaking daily through his word. And as you train yourself with the word of God, you'll find that there's an inner voice that comes to you and tells you, wake up, pray. That is God speaking. He will not say, Elisa. You know, go first Samuel chapter 2. And Samuel. Have you called me? No. Scripture teaches us that God speaks from his word. Okay? And he will not call you to do something that is contrary to his word. Because Mungu hawezi kukuamsha Norea ukuje unichape kofi. Bwana asifiwe. Kabla unichape kofi nitakuwa nime. So it is good to stay in instruction with the word of God. Okay, we can write this. The foundation of our faith or teachings is scripture. Our actions proceed from what we learn from scripture. And not what we learn from experience. Our actions should proceed from what we learn from scripture. Then we say it's perfecting a man of God, is maturing a man of God. So what matures a man of God is the word of God, and this maturity is in skill and in use of doctrine. In skill and use of doctrine, skill and teaching, in skill and reading the Bible, skill and studying the Bible. Another thing that I want you to write is what produces a man of God is when he or she submits himself or herself to the authoritative nature and the direction of the scripture. That is instruction in righteousness. What produces a man of God is when you've willingly submitted to the authoritative nature of scriptures. Are we together? And you are able to teach and guide people from that, from those scriptures. Amen. So when you are obedient to the instructions in righteousness, it means that you as a person, you are actually maturing. Spiritual growth is you walking in righteousness. Only walk in righteousness when you have obeyed the instructions. Are we together? Instructions in righteousness. Spiritual growth is you walking in righteousness, and this righteousness is based on instructions, and this instruction is based on the word of God or the knowledge in the word of God. Are we together? Hallelujah. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 15. Mathayo mlango wa 15. Is my mixing Swahili and English good ama charaze tu Kiswahili? Na sheng kidogo. Burungu. Give me a phone chat me. Nitumie your list ya sheng. Nione kama nitashika. Okay, verse 15, in chapter 15, let's start from let's read verse 9. I want you to see something. I read this, I was writing these things about fasting, and I read this thing, and I was so amazed at what I read. Verse 9. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commands of men. So what were they teaching? The commands of men. Okay? So they were teaching is as doctrine. Do you know most of the activities we do in fasting is the commands of men? Allah. My wife, I'll teach you Allah. Allah. Summoning the crowd, he told them, listen and understand. So this is Jesus. Probably we shall go faster. Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth that this defiles a man. So it is not what gets into the mouth, it is what comes out of the mouth. So most of the things we are doing today is just a religious activity, the commands of men that we've taken as truth. And I submit to you, it doesn't matter how long something has been said, it will never be the truth if it's not the truth. Are we together? Saino rea ukendo kukalia kiti ya president, imu wakamzima atos, ugo kikula hapo, ukilala hapo, you will never be the president. Because the president is there. Are we together? That is how we operate with truth. Tumeshikilia hapo. Especially, anyway, let me not go ahead of myself. Then they say, the disciples came up and told him, do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard this statement? So, what we are going to discuss, if you get offended, you are a Pharisee. Are we together? The Pharisees, the disciples came, hey, the Pharisees have been offended by what you say. Let's continue. He replied, every plant that my heavenly Father didn't plant will be uprooted. So there are some things that we need to uproot. Why? Because we want to mature, want to be perfected, want to walk in the reality that we need to walk in. Okay, let's continue. Leave them alone, Jesus. They are blind guides, and if the blind guide the blind, both will fall into. Now you understand why I will not come and say, turn around, there is fire, when I have not taught you the word. You get that? Because it is in the word that we get light. In him was light, and this light became the life of men. John chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. And darkness cannot comprehend this light. You know you are able to see because there is light. Sasa nikizima ita na nifunge ina nifunge makate nikukue na giza. Nitupe hata tao kwa hapa chini. Nikwambie ukota hiyo tao. Utakuja penye niko na labda nimepatia mtu atupe huko katikati. Because you are not able to. So we need light too. And in scripture, light is the word of God, is understanding. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. That your eyes of understanding may be flooded with light. Are we together? So we need light so that we are able to see. And that light is found in scriptures. The blindness in scriptures is because there is no understanding. For this reason, the Son of Man came so that he can give us understanding, that we may know him that is true, and that we are in him who is true, and that is Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. So when you look at that, light comes to give us direction, to give us trajectory, to give us a picture. Do you know Sophie? I'll say, Sophie, you are beautiful because light is on you. Nikitoa light na kwambia Sophie, 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 Sophie. Light makes things beautiful. Are we together? Life makes things beautiful. So understanding makes scripture beautiful. Are we together? So that utaacha kuread scripture kama storybook. Story of Samson, story of David, Goliath. Understanding will make that story beautiful. But without understanding, utakuwa ukiona tu Goliath na mawe kubwa ama mawe ndogo ya David, sling ya David, vitu kama hizo, you miss the understanding behind it. Okay, let's continue. We are, then Peter replied to him, explain this parable to us. Let's go to verse 16. We are going faster. Are even you still lacking in understanding? You get that? So the blindness was equated to understanding. Let's go to verse 17. Don't you realize that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? Whatever goes into passes through the stomach and is in. He's explaining the parable. He's now bringing understanding. Let's go to verse 19. Verse 18 first. But what comes out of the mouth comes from there, and this defiles our soul. Where is defilement happening? In the heart. Are we together? Defilement happens in the heart. So whatever you have at heart is what is defiling you. Scripture says, I'm trying to remember that scripture, if you can find it, says, if your heart condemns you, it should be in 1 John chapter 4 or something. If your heart condemns you, if somebody can help me find that. But what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this defiles. So what defiles a man is, he says, what gets into does not defile a man, but what comes from the mouth, because it is the heart. How do you get born again? If you believe in your heart. You see now the connection. So it is the heart that determines. Out of the heart flows issues of life. 1 John 3:20 says, if your heart condemns you, but God is greater than our hearts. So verse 18 here, but what comes of the mouth comes from the heart, and this defiles a man. Verse 19. For from the heart come. Sasa hizo vitu za unafikirianga zeni mbaya zinatokanga wapi? Norea, hizo vitu za unafikirianga mbaya zinatokanga wapi? Kwa heart, kwa moyo. Hizo vitu za unafikirianga, hizo vitu za mimi nafikirianga mbaya zinatokanga kwa moyo. For heart, moyo ni heart. Okay, you confirm. Kiswahili pia kuna vena ni chenganga. Okay, verse 20. These are the things that defile a man, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile. So, what is it that is making you complain or feel unworthy or feel incompetent or feeling less? Is it what you did? Is what? So what are you supposed to deal with? So if I'm fasting to please God, the doctrines of men, I'm fasting to convince God. Are we together? Now I'm coming, I'm landing now. The things that we do, eating food with unwashed hands, because in Jewish culture, for you to consecrate, you have to wash your feet. Nonanga venyo wa Allah wanafanyanga. Eh? Allah wanafanyanga. Okay, I'm online, so I'm very careful. So these people who go, their consecration was based on washing feet, washing hands before you pray or before you eat. When you come from wherever you're coming from, the market, you have to wash your hands, your feet, your leg, also as a way of consecration so that you can join the rest of the family. Okay? So he's saying that consecration, kukula na ujaji consecrate, does not defile you. It is your heart. Are we together? It is your heart. Tuachie hapo. Make us sweet. 20 up. Okay, verse 21. When Jesus left there, he withdrew to the area of Tyre and Sidon. Let's continue. Just then, a Canaanite woman from the region came and kept crying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David, my daughter, I cruelly tormented." Continue. I want us to skip. Yet he did not say a word to her, so his disciples approached him and asked him, "Send her away because she cries out after us." Just before we continue, I want you to note down this, that wrong interpretation of scripture, that's why we are talking about the heart. Wrong interpretation of scripture is scriptural suicide. When you interpret scriptures wrongly, you are killing yourself. Ephesians chapter 2 verse, you can just write this down. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14, it says, "We have been made alive." Christ has become our peace. We have been made alive with him. Ephesians chapter 2, there is verse 14, and I think verse 2, let me just confirm. Verse 1, "And you have made alive who are one dead in trespasses and sins." So when I misinterpret scriptures, I am killing myself back to where Christ has brought me from. Are we together? So misinterpreting scriptures is scriptural suicide. And spiritual growth is based on right interpretation of scripture, so that the man of God may be perfected. Okay? You know, like, spiritual growth is based on right interpretation of scripture. We are starting a serious discipleship class in January, and it will be spiritual growth class. Okay? I'm calling it growth class. For those who want, between 8 and 9, it's going to be intense. You want to know how to read your Bible, you want to grow spiritually, you want to grow in the things of God, it's very necessary for you to come. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 6. Should be done in the next few minutes. Just to point you something about Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1. What was I saying? As it's opening that, in a normal service, what is worship? We've reduced worship to music. Worship is reverence, right? Do you know studying scriptures is worship? Praying is worship. Is you've specifically, remember the word holy? You've set it apart as a reverence to God. So, nikisoma Bible, nina worship. Are we together? So, the music, the teachings, the prayer that is happening is worship. So, kisikia mtu anakuambia, sitaki kumiss worship na ni music, mwambie, worship is not music. Okay? Wrong scriptural interpretation is suicidal to a believer. Very suicidal. And that is why you find in our churches today, we've actually reduced worship to music. So that if I miss music, I feel like I've missed worship. But when you start appreciating worship as anything I've revered, I've set apart to acknowledge God, then you'll enjoy your lifestyle as a believer. Are we together? Ephesians Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the elementary message about the Messiah, let us go to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith in God. So there are things that are elementary. Are we together? So it means when the writer was saying, leaving, let's go ahead, means let's mature. Leaving the elementary message about, let us go to maturity. So growing in our spiritual growth is based on the knowledge you're growing in the things of God. There's the elementary aspects that is being registered there about Messiah. Let us go, not laying hands, not laying again the foundation. Teaching about ritual washing, laying of on hands and resurrection of the day, the eternal judgment. Imagine this was order naita, elementary. That's what it's just about. So growth is moving from being a convert to a mature disciple, moving from one. There's a time we had a debate a while ago. Then I realized I'm wasting time. When we start debating and asking, can somebody lose salvation? Is salvation eternal? Those are elementary stuff. You're waiting for an answer. Those are elementary stuff. Let's meet in January. So teaching about ritual washings, laying hands, those is saying let's move from that. So it means there's a demand in scriptures for us to grow in the things of God. Amen? Amen? So we don't, the activities that we are doing to please God, we are actually, kaa bado na fast, ndio ni please God. Bado niko, hata sijafika elementary. Okay? We need to understand that what we need to deal with, especially when you're going to pray, is your heart. When your heart is right, even lifting up of your hands, you don't struggle. Saying, God, I love you. I love you forever. I love you. And your heart is not small. You're actually babbling words. Says with their lips they confess me, but their hearts are far off. Now you understand that. So it is the issues in your heart, the thoughts in your heart, the evil thoughts in your heart. He says what defiles a man is what comes from the mouth, because it is from the heart, not from the stomach. Are we together? Amen. Wow. Allow me to stop there, so that I can pick it up next Sunday.